I'm grateful to the Lord to be here today.
주님의 평안한 진리와 정말로 포상도 정말 진실로 주문해.
To share with you the word of God.
너무나도 우리하고 정말 포상도 정말 진실로 주문해.
I have to judge on a number of Bible teachings.
정말
It is so very, very important to believe precisely as the Word says. If we look into the Word, we have so many different religions. And every religion, they are convinced we are right. If you look into Christianity, we have so many different denominations. At the moment, we have 349 denominations. Join in the World Council of Churches. And there are so many, many activities. Charismatic personalities. World-renowned
men.
But who has a direct call from God to the ministry? I'd like to read to you two verses. The first one, Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1, verse 1.
Romans chapter 1, verse 1.
Verse 10. For do I now seek to please men or God? Or if I do still wish to please men, I am not even a servant of Christ. The Apostle Paul had a direct call. If he was on his way to Damascus, he was a learned man. But he was persecuting the Bible believers. And then at midday, something happened. I always like to read Acts chapter 9, Acts chapter 22, Acts chapter 26, when this great experience is being recorded. Every man of God could look back to the time of this call. We have all the promises God made. And in the New Testament,
ダマテマチャロ
we have the fulfillment.
だからダマテマチャロ耶稣基督ペレダマダダマテチ
In Genesis chapter 15,
ちょうどいい。今ダマテマチャロ
How the Lord made the promise.
ピアニアとエグリグロゴブロピデレス。
After 400 years, I will bring your people out of Egypt.
ダリアネリアチュンゴマネレナパイマスウィン、トゥヤユリゴレセグロビダネグロチュンゴワナネグロピアニグロレ。
To him the divine commission.
アダピアニアトゥヤネロソンチェゴトワポラチンチェ。
In connection with the promise God made to Abraham.
ပြားကြီးစီမားတဲ့ပြားနဲ့စစ်တွေချင်းဆိုတာကအဲ့မှာကျွန်တော်ပြားကြီးကပေါ်လာခြင်းဖြစ
် And the Lord said to take off your shoes because you're on the holy ground
ဒါကြောင့်ပြားရှင်ကဒီအမှားပါပြောလို့ဆိုတော့သင်ရဲ့နေရာတန့်ရှင်းတော့ကြောင့်သင်ရဲ့ဖနာကိုချုပ်ပါလို့ပြောတယ
် And the Lord said I will send you
ဒါကြောင့်ဒီပြားရှင်ကသင်ကိုငါဆင်လို့မယ
် And I will be with you
သင်ရဲ့တူငါရှိနေမယ်
So you can go through all the Old Testament.
Hey, the mountain man, the mountain man, we are reading it.
In Isaiah chapter 6,
he shall hear from the chambers of heaven.
The man of God records his calling.
The Lord can even go to Elijah. The Lord can even go to Elijah.
The Lord can even go to Elijah.
The Lord can even go to Elijah.
One of the main prophets in the Old Testament.
The mountain man, we are reading it.အရေးကြီးတော့ပုဂ္ဂိုလ် prophet ဘာဖြစ်လဲ
The Israelites have walked in a different direction
ဆရာတော်ကအဲ့ဒါနိုင်ငံမှာဆိုရင်အဲ့လိုနဲ့ပဲဒီမှာဘုရားကသုံးခန္ဓာတခြား
Some are going to the mountains of Ephraim
ဒါကြောင့် Ephraim တော်မှာလည်းသွားလို့ရရှိတယ
် They did not come back to Jerusalem anymore
ယေရုရှလင်မြို့ကိုပြန်ပြီးတော့မသွားကြတော့ဘူးလေ
They have built their own altars
ဒါကြောင့်သူတို့ကသူတို့နေရာနဲ့ရှင်ပလင်ကိုပူဇော်ပြီးတော့အဲ့မှာစကားချ
ဆာဖော်လို့ဒီအရှေရာပရိစ
်ဒါကြောင့်သူတို့ဆိုရင်အရှေရာသူတို့ရဲ့နိနာကိုသူကရှောက်ချ
ဆာဖော်လို့ဒီဘာပရိစ
်ဆာဆာဖော်လာပြန်လို့သူကဒီလမ်းစဉ်ကိုသွားချအ
ေဒင်ဂေါ့ဆင်ဒီလိုက်ချာ
ဒါပေမဲ့ပြန်ရှင်ဒီအိလျာကိုဆွေးလို့
ဒီဂေါ့စပီကာအမောင်ကာမယ
်ဒါစီဒီကာမဲတောင်မှာသူကဘုရားခင်အဲ့မှာတွေ့ဆုံခွင့်ပေးလေ
အင်ဂေါ့ဒီဒီတူ
ပြားကအဲ့လိုကြည့်တွေ့စေတယ
် Here we build the altar of the Lord
ပြားကပလင်တော်ကိုလည်းပြင်ဆင်ပေးတယ
် He had a divine commission
ပြားရှင်ကစေတုချင်းကိုပေးလိုက်တဲ့ပြားဖြစ်တယ်
Every man of God knew precisely what he must do
ဒါကပြားရှင်ဒီတိကျစွာသူ့ရဲ့လူတွေကိုစေတုတတ်တော်ပြားဖြစ်တယ
် God gave instructions to Noah
ဒါကနောအေကိုလည်းပဲပြားကနားပြတယ
် precise measurements of the ark
ဒါစီသင်္ဘောကိုတိဆောက်လို့ဆိုတာတိကျတဲ့ဘုရားကပြည့်စစ်တို့
God told Moses precisely how everything must be done
ဒါကဒီမိုးရှိကိုလည်းပဲတဲ့လူမျိုးတွေကိုဘယ်လိုကဲတင်ရမယ်ဆိုတာဘုရားကတိကျတော့ဖွင့်ပြ
So every man of God
ဘုရားရဲ့လူတိုင်းဟာ
had a divine commission
ဘုရားရှင်ရဲ့သူ့ရဲ့လူတွေကိုသူကစေတုတဲ့စကားဖ
ြစ် In reference to the kingdom of God
ဘုရားရဲ့နိုင်ငံတော်အတွက်ကိုသူကဒီနေ့လေးစားစရာဖြစ်တဲ့ပုံပုံများဖြစ်တယ
် And the prophet Elijah had a special commission
And then the Indian လည်းဘုရားကြီးစေတုချင်းခါတော်သူဖြစ်တယ
် Together God's people
ဒါကဘုရားရှင်ရဲ့လူတွေကိုစုရုံးဖို့အတွက်ဂျူလူတွေကိုသူအသုံးပြုတယ
် And then he rebuilt the altar of the Lord
ဒါကဘုရားကြီးရဲ့ပလင်တော်ကိုလည်းပူဇော်ဖို့ကိုသူစေတု
ချင်းခါတော် divine instruction
ဘုရားရှင်ကိုပြားရှင်ရဲ့ပုံစံချင်းကိုခံတော်သူတွေဖြစ်တ
ယ်။ Take the 12 stones according to the 12 tribes.
အဲ့တော့ပြားရှင်ကတဲ့နော်။ကြောက်12လုံးကိုလည်းယူတယ်။လူမျိုး12မျိုးကိုလည်းယူချဲတဲ့ပြားဖြစ်တ
ယ်။ To rebuild the altar of the Lord.
အဲ့တော့ပြားရှင်ပလင်တော်ကိုလည်းအဲ့လိုတည်ဆောက်ပိုင်းတယ
်။ Not just have a charismatic preaching.
အဲ့တော့ကျွန်တော်ဒီပုံစံမျိုးမျိုးနဲ့ဒီနေ့ကျွန်တော်ကခံစားချက်ပေါ်မှာအစီအဝေးလောက်လာပုံပဲ
No we built the altar of the Lord
ယာဖီ အိမ်တော်မှာကျွန်တော်ပလင်ကိုတည်ဆောက်ဖို့လို
We must set a foundation
ကျွန်တော်ပုံမြင့်ရှိဖို့လဲလို့
And the apostle Paul is writing to the Corinthians
ဒါကဒီရှင်မောလူကတော်တွေသူကျမ်းစာကိုရေးတဲ့ခါက
ျ Lay the foundation no other foundation can be laid
ဒါကြောင့်ဘုရားရှင်ကထိုကောရိန္သုရဲ့ကျမ်းကိုတော့ဒီပါဆိုပုံမြင့်ချလိုက်တ
ယ် And Ephesians chapter 3 says
ဒီအိပ်ပဲကတော့တုံးနေမှာဆိုပါရ
ဲ့foundation of the apostles and prophets. But which church today is built upon the original foundation of the apostles and prophets?
အခုချိန်မှာနေဒီနေ့စစ်မှာတော့အသိတော်ဆိုဖေရမမူရင်းမြတ်မှာတည်ဆောက်နေတယ
် They all laid their own foundations.
ဒီနေ့ကျွန်တော်အိမ်မှာအုံမြင့်ပေါ်မှာဘုရားကိုတည်ဆောက်နေတယ်။
They all decide what they will teach and what they believe.
ဒါကြောင့်ဒီညမှာကျွန်တော်ကဟောမှာတည်းမသိချင်ပါလေ။ဒီနေ့ကျွန်တော်တည်ဆောက်တဲ့အရာကပါလေ
။ But this is God's time for God's people.
ဒါပြာရှင်ရဲ့လူတွေတရားတည်ခြင်းအချိန်ဖြစ်လာတယ
်။ And there were promises for the first coming of Christ.
သူတို့ကပရမတ်ယေရှုကြောင့်လာမယ့်အရာကိုသူကကြုံတင်ပြီးတော့ပြောကြတယ်။
And there are promises for the second coming of Christ. Everything about the first coming of Christ was prophesied by the Old Testament prophets.
ဒါကျွန်တော်တို့အနာဂတ်ကိုဟောကြားခဲ့တဲ့အရာဖြစ
် In Micah chapter 5 where he would be born.
အဲတော့မိဂါခန္တီကလည်းမဆိုတဲ့တားတော်ကိုဝေဖွားမယ်လို့ပြောခဲ့
တယ်. In Psalms 22
ကျွန်တော်ဒီစာနာကျမ်း၁၀နှစ်မှာ
He is suffering on the cross.
အဲတော့ဒီဝါကားနဲ့မှာတဲ့။နာချင်းဝင်လာပြီးခါစားရတယ်လို့ပြောတ
ာ။ Isaiah 53
ဒီရှေ့ကန္တီတော့ခါ53နဲ့မှာ
Even his ministry In Isaiah
35,
when the Lord would come, the blind would see, the lame would walk.
And then the Messiah would come, Messiah would come, but I'm sorry, the Messiah would come, and I shall die.
Everything from his birth to his ascension to heaven.
And then Jesus would come, and he would come,ဘုကောင်းရေကိုသူကပြန်တက်သွားသည်တည်း
Was prophesied in the Old Testament.
ဒါမှမဟုတ်တော့လည်းပဲအနာဂတ်ကိုဟောကြားခဲ့ပြီးသားဖြစ်စ
ီ Psalm 16 I will not leave his soul in hell.
ဒါကြောင့်ဒီစာကျမ်းရဲ့60ပါးဆိုလည်းပဲ
Nor his body to see corruption.
ဒါကြောင့်သူရဲ့ခန္ဓာကိုယ်ဒီတဲ့ကျစီတော်မှာဘုရားဆိုလို့ပြော
တယ်။ 47 he will go up to heaven under the sound of a trumpet.
ဒါကြောင့်ဒီစာလံ59ချမ်းမှာဆွေးနွေးပေးတယ်။ဘုရားခင်ကြီ
း Oh you Lord, I am just the word of God.
ကျွန်တော်တို့အရာတော့ပြောထားပြီးသားဖြစ်တယ
်။ Everything is written in this book.
ဒီအရာသတ်သိလို့ဒီကျမ်းစာထဲမှာမှတ်တမ်းတင
်နေ Even about the time we're not living in.
ဒီကျွန်တော်တက်ရှိတဲ့ဒီကာလမှာလည်းပဲ
In Matthew 24
ရှင်မသက်24မှာဆိုရင
် Mark 13
အဲရှင်မာကုစ3မှာ
Luke 21
ရှင်လုကာ27မှာ
Our Lord spoke about the time of the end
ဒီကျွန်ရဲ့အချိန်ကာလအောက်ဆုံးတော့ချိန်ရောက်နေပြီ
Telling us what would take place
ဒီကိုတော့ကြွားလာဖို့ကသိစေဖို့ကနီးနေပြီ
And straight times he made a statement
ဒီနေ့တော့ကျင့်တဲ့အောင်သူတို့ပြောခဲ့ပြီးသား
When you see all these things come to pass
ဒီအရာတော့ကိုသင်တို့မြင်ခဲ့တဲ့အရာတွေကိုတဲ့
Not when you read
ဒီဖတ်ရုံသာမဟုတ်တော့
But when you see
သင်တို့မျက်စိနဲ့မြင်တဲ့အခါမှာ
You live to see the promises fulfilled in our day
ဒီတိချင်းကလာဒီပြားခင်အနာဂတ်ကိုပြောတဲ့အရာကပြည့်စုံနေပြီဆိုတာနားလည်ဖို့လိုတယ
် If in reference to the people of Israel
ဒါကနိုင်ငံကိုကြည့်ပ
ါ If you read in the Old Testament
ဒီတမဟောဘတ်ကိုပြန်ပြီးတော့ကြည့်အောင
် How God would bring them back into the promised land
ဒီတမလူမျိုးတွေကသူ့နိုင်ငံကိုပြန်သွားကြအောင်လဲလို့သူပြောတယ
် Jeremiah 36 verse 24
ကျွန်တော်ဒီရှင်တွေကခန်းကြီး35 34မှာလည်းကျွန်တော်
The promises in the Old Testament. Testament.
ဒီတမဟောင်းထဲမှာဘယ်လိုရေးကြလဲဆိုတော့
And in the New Testament,
ရှမတိမဟောင်းဘယ်လိုရေးလဲ
Speak about Israel.
ဒါတိုင်းအကြောင်းကိုပြောတယ
် In the symbol of the fig tree.
အဲ့တော့တပန်းပင်နဲ့နိုင်ရှင်ပေးတယ
် Like in Amos chapter 9 verse 10 in the Old Testament.
ဒီမှာဘုဒီဒီကျမ်းထဲမှာဆိုရင်ဘုဒ္ဓဆေမှာပါရေးတယ
် Old and New Testament are in harmony like this.
ဒါကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်တို့မဟာမတခုနဲ့တခုဟာနဲ့ဒါကြိုဆက်ဆက်မှုရှိနေတာ
So our Lord said when you see all these things come to pass
ဒီကျမ်းစာလုံးကတော့ပြောဆိုတယ်ဒီအရာတော့ကိုယ်တိုင်တို့ဒီမြင်လာတဲ့ခါမှာလ
ေ Then you know
အေးမင်းတို့သိနာမယ
် Then you know
အဲ့ဒါသင်တို့သိနာမယ
် Then you know
သိနာမယ
် Then the time is near
အေးချိန်နီးပြီ
Even at the door
Oh တခါတော့မှရောက်နေပြီ
Look out for you.Redemption is drawing near.
Hey, Kuro, you know the Piashi.
We have to know this.
Takama nama, takana ma, yanele.
We cannot play religion.
Juno bana saraga kasabo mogu.
This is the most important time.
Da yechi zoga chenkide.
This is calling out time.
Na Piashi, you know the chenkide.
This is separation time.
Dile Piashi ya, dile tisha ne ko pyo ne da.
Preparation time.
Juno di piense do chenkide.
For the promise.Return of Jesus Christ.
Jesus to get and draw up and change our people.
In John chapter 14,
to the Johann Kati Salema,
our Lord made the promise.
Piyashina to ye kriro ne pe.
I go to prepare the place.
Deno go kriro pe papiles na teno niyas nizya go mo piyase piwa.
I will return.
Na piyala me.
And take you to be where I am.Please remember this. First, God makes promises. And our faith anchors into the promise of God. If you don't have a promise, you have religious imagination. Just forget
it.
First, God makes promises. We believe the promises.
So, credo go chino yuma
and we see the promises fulfilled.
Now, credo go chino pieso jamo tia.
Second Corinthians chapter 1.
Chino dunia calling you khaji chima.
From verse 20.
Kanange nasema.
All the promises of God.
Chiyatke credo daini.
Oh yeah, and amen.
And then chino chiyatke pieso tere.
By Jesus Christ to us.
Yesu credo chano.
Abraham received the promise.
Abraham never to live.
And the Lord directly said,
"This Nigeria, hello, Jory.
In a year from now, I will come back."
Gunoga Jory, na piana.
Genesis 18.
Kabao chenka di sa chama.
And your wife will have a son.
Ano ta ko kwanye ne hello Jory.
Abraham was 100 years.
Abraham Jerome Aditya Shivi.
Sarah was 90 years.
So the science of the 90
The time had long passed. Was away. The time was gone.
And I'm not saying, no, peace on my book. Yes, sit on it.
But Abraham did not look upon his body.
And then the Abraham Jerome, do you have to look upon his body?
Not on circumstances.
He knew.
He knew what God promises will happen. Before the day of the Lord comes. Brothers and sisters, we need divine orientation. We need to know the word of God by divine revelation.
Yes, here
chain ala
mo chan ti bu lo le.
Not by explanation.
Ah, du lo ye shin ya la mo bene.
Not by interpretation.
Ah, pya la le mo bene.
God is his own interpreter.
Yesu ko rai ga ma na pya ne pya phit de.
Whatever he promised he will do.
Ada pya ke credo atai ko pei do pya phit de.
So in the prophet of the Old Testament.
ဒါမှဟုတ်လည်းဆိုပါပြောလဲဆိုတော့
In Malachi chapter 4
Malachi 4
Our Lord made a
ယေရှုဘုရားခင်ကဒီလိုပြော
တယ် I will send you Elijah the prophet
ဒါတော့ဣလိယကိုတင်လို့ထားမှာဆင်လို့မယ်
Before the great day of the Lord comes
နေတခင်ဘုရားရဲ့နေ့ရဲ့ကြီးမလာခင်မှာဆင်လို့မယ်
Right at the end of the time of grace
ယေရှုရဲ့အချိန်ကာလအချိန်မှာပဲ
At the end of the day of salvation
ဒီနေ့ကျွန်တော်တို့နောက်ဆုံးတော့ခင်ခွင့်ရင်နောက်ဆုံးမှာဆင်လို့မယ်
Second Corinthians chapter 6
ဒီဒုတိယကောရိန္သုခန်းကြီး6မှာ
This is the day of salvation
ဘုရားသခင်ရွေးနုတော်နေ့ရက်ဖြစ်တယ်
But the day of the Lord will come
ဒီနေ့ဘုရားသခင်နေ့ရက်ကာလလာတဲ့အခါမှာ
When the day of salvation is finished
ဒီနေ့ဘုရားရဲ့နေ့ရက်ကာလပြီးသွားမယ်ဆိုရင်
So in this last space before the day of the Lord comes
အဲ့တော့ယေရှုဘုရားသခင်အချိန်ကိုဒီလိုပြောတာဖြစ်
တယ် The Lord himself made the promise
Jesus ga grido pele
I will send you Elijah the prophet
Chilia go telo tanga selume
We already said what Elijah has done
Ada Elijah ga lo saung pida chite
So before the return of Christ
Jesus malakema
There must be a time of restoration
Kyale lo pyupima chite
The New Testament church must return to the beginning
Nadaji tabat chama kyale lo pyupima chite
to the apostolic foundation
တမန်တော်တို့ရဲ့သူတင်ချက်ကိုပြန်ပြီးတော့ပြုတ်ပြပါဖြစ
် One faith one Lord one baptism
တကယ်ဘုရားဒီနေ့ပရိသတ်ဘုရားအဲကျွန်တော်တို့ဒီကယ်ရင်ချင်းတမန်တော်ရဲ့
But now we have so many different teachings
ညာရင်သူတင်ချက်လည်းလောကမှာတွေ့ရတယ
် So many different baptisms
ဆိုလို့ပရိသတ်ဘုရားလည်းမျိုးမျိုးရှိတယ
် But the Bible speaks about one Lord
ယေရှုကပြောတယ်တခင်တမန
် About one baptism
What is that about?
About one faith.
So do you see the ma?
You cannot believe as you like.
And that's how you know you see look they show with the parasol.
Our
Lord said that you know you are the one.
Our Lord said.
Jesus got told it.
If you believe in me.
Now you see in it.
As the scripture says.
Jesus has told it.
As the scripture says.
Jesus has told it.
It's a holy word of God says.
Jesus has told you know that told it.
No. Believe as you like.
And then you see that you just what you are saying.
If you believe in me as scripture says.
Jaza ga ma ko you see in lo byo de.
So God is giving us the word of God.
Jaza ga byo de.
It's our orientation.
Na jaw phya khin ya yin chi do aya phu mya de.
Let me quickly tell you.
Hey, chulo da wo chat byo chin la ba de.
What God intends to do in our time.
ဒါကြောင့်ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့အချိန်မှာဘုရားကသူ့ရဲ့ကြံစီရပါလေ
To prepare a people for the return of Christ.
ဒါကြောင့်လူတွေကအစင်းနဲ့ပြင်ဆင်ပေးဖို့သူကပြောနေတာ
In Matthew 24,
ရှင်မာသဲ24ထဲမှာ
We read about the signs of the end time.
နောက်ဆုံးကနေရောက်တဲ့အခါမှာတဲ့
But in Matthew 25,
ရှင်မာသဲ25မှာဆိုရင်လည
်း We read the kingdom of God will be like 10 virgins.
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်တို့ဆက်ကလာမှာဆိုရင်ကျွန်တော်ရဲ့အမျိုးသမီးကညာဆယ်ဦးကိုကျွန်တော်တွေ့ရတယ်။
Who will go out to meet the bridegroom?
ဒါကြောင့်ငါရဲ့ဘုရားတဲ့ဖခင်သရိုသားနဲ့တွေ့ခဲ့လို့ရှိတယ
်။ What bridegroom?
အဲသရိုသားဆိုတော့သူလေ
Not son of man.
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်လူသားမဟုတ်ဘူး
။ Not son of God.
ဖခင်သားလည်းမဟု
တ်ဘူး။ Our Lord is son of God.
သူလေဒါမဲ့သခင်ဖခင်ဒီ
Our Lord is son of man.
And so we do that ဖြစ်တယ
် And in Matthew chapter 1
ရှင်မာသဲခန်းကြီးချစ်တဲ့မှာဆို
First one
ကနားငယ်ချစ်မှ
ာ He is the son of Abraham
သူရိအဗြဟံရဲ့တောင်းပ
ေါ် The son of David
ဒါဝိယတာ
But when it speaks about the return of Christ
ယေရှုကပြောလာတဲ့အကြောင်းကိုပြောတဲ့အခါမှာ
The Bible speaks about the bride and the bridegroom
အဲ့ဒါကျွန်တော်သရုံးသမီးလို့ပြောပါတ
ယ် In Revelation 19
Jerikani sakoma soy
verse 7
kanange kore ma
and his bride has made herself ready
and atu ye drogo mi cha lo twa tu pyin sin ne ne tharo da la pa le ya
in Matthew 25
shimaden sengane ma soy
verse 10
kanange se ma
they that were ready
pa ma chalo yunjin nai diva
went into the marriage and the door was closed
pa ma chalo
Beloved brothers and sisters, I have to be honest with you. I've served the Lord in all my life. Since 1949, when I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, I had one desire to serve the Lord. And there was experience and experience. And in 1955, a man of God from the USA came to Germany. His name was William Branham. For the first time I saw Bible days. We had great meetings. Hundreds were baptized in the Holy Spirit. We were even singing in other languages. The Spirit of God was moving and moving. But then William Branham had a special gift of divine healing. After this service, after preaching, he called the people to give their life to the Lord.
And
many came to receive Jesus Christ. But after the preaching, after the altar call, Brother Branham prayed for the sick. And they got on the platform. Everybody would see, everybody would hear. In August 1955, I saw Bible days. I saw Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, forever. People born blind receive their sons. For every person in the prayer line, God showed Brother Branham a vision. He would tell the name of the person. The city they came from. The sickness they had. What is going on here? The Lord is moving in a supernatural way. I was sitting in the meeting in third row. I was sitting in the meeting. Seeing what God was doing. He could tell his sister,
You
come from Hamburg. I see you are a nurse. I see you in a hospital. I don't have a good memory. But those things I remember well. You could tell a brother you come from Berlin. For every person in the family, the Lord showed him a vision. And he could pronounce the healing, and it took place at the very moment. When the couple came to on the platform to be prayed for, He had a daughter 11 years who was born blind. When I heard that Brother Branham wants to pray for the daughter, I
put
my head in both hands. I said, "My Lord, why doesn't he pray after the service? Because I could not believe that she would be healed. But just a few words of prayer. Receive your sight by the power of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth." And the girl could say, she ran across the platform. And Brother Branham called her back.
He said,
"Just touch my nose with your finger, and everybody knows you." Why do I mention this? A complete week of meetings where the supernatural power was manifested. The sinners were saved by the Holy Spirit. Just using a vessel to burst through. And then Brother Branham spoke about his commission. Having received on June 11, 1933, he had just come home from the Baptist church, received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, had his first 10 meetings, and about 300 were given baptized. And the whole crowd all went to the Ohio River for the baptism of service. And when Brother Branham was about to baptize the 17th person, he heard the voice, "Look up." And the second time, "Look up." And when he looked up, there was that supernatural light visible for over 2,000 people. And from the supernatural light came the voice, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ. You are sent with a message that will forerun the second coming of Christ. A direct divine commission in Acts chapter 22. You can read about the Apostle Paul. The supernatural light appeared at midday. And here in 1933, at midday, the supernatural light came down.
Oh, true.
Giving the direct commission for the ministry. Can you understand my burden? Then in 1946, nobody ever heard from the Pentecostal movement. Not in 1946. Just small groups here and there, small groups, small groups. And the angel of the door came to Brother
Branham.
Actually was sitting down
and
having the Bible on his lap. And the supernatural light entered the room.
And
the angel of the Lord sat down in that line. And Brother Branham jumped up.
And I said, Abraham,
and he was trembling. In the presence of that supernatural
being.
God used Brother Branham. I know all the American adventures.
He
did not build his own kingdom. He did not start a new denomination. He was sent with the original Bible teachings. Bring us back to the original foundation laid by the apostles. And I have to say this, beloved brothers and sisters. Because it's a divine commission. And
that
you brother Branham for 10 years.
His
meetings in Germany.
I'm
an eyewitness. I'm an ear witness of what God has done. And because of this divine call, to bring us back to God, back to the foundation, back to the Word. He was different to all the other evangelists. But he brought back the true original Bible teaching. Don't be angry with me. But the Bible only teaches one God. Not three in German. Not three almighty. Never. The Bible only knows one
commandment.
And in the first commandment, I am the Lord your God. Thou shalt have no other gods besides me. There is no scripture. Saying that God in eternity has begotten a son.
And
there There's no scripture that would tell you that the Father and the Son have brought the Holy Ghost into existence. I can take you back to the word Thomas. I
can
take you back to Nicaea.
저는 내 시간 시에 또래 그네로
시간. 325 after Christ.
나는 저는 와, 디디 크리스도 피는 내세, 내 니안 내세가 피마시.
These men did not know God.
아니야, 토보 고비야가 장사 못 해.
They were heathens.
아니야, 그렇다 토보야.
They accepted Christianity as a religion.
아니야, 그냥 만나서가 그거 만나기하고 그냥.
What is Athanasius?
에,
what is Augustine? Or any of these church fathers. They were not prophets. They were not apostles. They were debating. And trying to form God. You don't form God. God is the eternal spirit. When those who worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. Also the Old Testament, nobody spoke to a Father in heaven. Nobody spoke to a Son in heaven. So the 4,000 years, 6,000 times in the Old Testament. From Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. The Bible speaks about one God. One
Lord
God. But here is the mystery. I know the Lord personally. I heard this voice for these years. But let me tell you this. All through eternity, God was in the fullness of spirit, life and light. At the beginning of time, He stepped out of that eternal fullness into a body. Speaking all things into existence. Walking in the Garden of Eden. Creating Adam in his own image. So all the Old Testament, God promised to send the Redeemer. But the Son was not born in heaven. The Son was born on earth. The promises in the Old Testament. The virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And you shall call his name Emmanuel. You go to all the promises in the Old Testament. And the same Lord who walked in the Garden of Eden is the same Lord Jesus Christ. He took a body of flesh. Why? Because the original sin in the Garden of Eden happened in the body of flesh and blood. And therefore, our Lord had to come into the body of flesh. So that he can take our sins and shed his blood to forgive our sins, to reconcile us with God, and to place us back as sons and daughters of God.
Give
us redemption. Justification. Eternal life. No one can live eternally unless you have eternal life. And the Bible says in 1 John chapter 5, verse 11 and 12, he that has the Son of God has eternal life. And as many as received him, to them he gave power to become the sons of God. Did you have your personal experience of salvation? Did you repent of your sins? Were you baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ? Let me tell you this also with a broken heart. Whether it's the Pope or all the priests, they begin in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the
Lord.
Not one time. Not one time. Not one time. Was that formula used in Bible days?
And that's your question, huh? I'll go the lesson.
Only after the year 381. We cannot go into all these details. But I
had
to tell you the truth. Only the truth will set you free. So if you go to the Great Commission, you must go to Matthew 28. You must go to Mark 16. You must go to Luke 24. You must go to John chapter 20. And you take these four Great Commissions and go to the book of Acts to know how the commission was carried out. In John chapter 20,
to the Johann Sema,
our Lord said, to whom you remit sins, they are remitted. But then you have to go to Luke 24, verse 47. In his name, the remission of sins will be preached to all nations. And then you must go to Mark 16. You preach the word of God, the gospel. And they that believe and are baptized shall be saved. And then you go to Matthew 28. Go into all the nations and teach all the nations. In Mark, preach, hear, teach. Teach all nations. Baptize them. Into the name. Singular. Not in names. Into the name. In which God revealed himself as our Father in heaven, in his only begotten Son on earth, and in the believers by the Holy Spirit. God above us. God with us. God in us. Three manifestations of the same God to accomplish the plan of salvation. And therefore our Lord would say, I go to my Father and to your Father. He was the firstborn among many brethren. And you are born again.
So
by the grace of God, we are sons and daughters of God, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. But please understand, I can never use any formula except it's in the Bible. The word Trinity is not in the Bible. The word triune God is not in the Bible. The word God the Son is not in the Bible. 26 times you read from Romans chapter 1. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. But not once do we read in the scriptures the term God, the Son of God, the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, our Lord, is the Son of God. But I must stay with the Word of God. But now, to finish this, I have to say, you can go from denomination to denomination. And when they baptize in the formula, whether it's in the Roman Church, in the Anglican Church, Lutheran Church, Baptist Church, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Why did they not come back to the Word of God? Why did they not come back to the first sermon? The first and the last sermon must be the same. When the Holy Spirit came down, and the New Testament church was formed by the power of the Holy Spirit, the first sermon was preached. Repent, everyone, and be baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. That's the Word of God. That is the first sermon. That is the first baptism. 2,000 years ago, the same foundation. One Lord, one faith, one baptism. In Acts chapter 8, Philip was preaching in Samaria, and he over-baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Acts chapter 10, verse 48, he over-baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. In Acts chapter 19, verse 5 and 6, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Please come out from the Babylonian captivity. 2 Corinthians chapter 6. From verse 13, he, my people, come out from among them and be separate, says the Lord. Then I will receive you, and you shall be my sons and my daughters. In 1948, I was baptized in a Baptist church. In the three titles. But when heard Brother Branham preach the true baptism. We as brethren went to the river and we were baptized. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Beloved brothers and sisters, I don't want your blood on my hands. I want you to know the original teaching of the apostles. And I want you to understand. We must believe and obey. If you believe, you obey. At the moment the word of God is preached unto you, the time has come to make things right. In closing, let me say this. We have referred to the prophet Elijah. And this is the main promise. Before the return of Christ, I will send you Elijah the prophet.
Prophet Elijah,
William Branham was not only evangelist. He was a prophet with a direct commission, with a divine responsibility to share the original teachings of the Word of God with the people of God. And our Lord Jesus Christ, in Matthew 17, in verse 11, our Lord said, truly Elijah shall first come and restore all things. When you read about John the Baptist's ministry, the word prepare. In Isaiah 40, verse 3, prepare. In Micah 3:1, prepare. In Mark 2, directly Mark 1, prepare. In Matthew 11:10, our Lord spoke about John the Baptist. He was sent to prepare. But with the last ministry, truly Elijah shall first come and restore. Read Matthew 7:10. Verse 11. Read Mark chapter 9. Verse 12. Our Lord confirming that promise. Surely Elijah shall come first and restore all things. Brothers and sisters, this is thus says the Lord in His words. This is not just a prophecy that you shake from your hand.
Like
many people prophesy everywhere they prophesy. This is the prophetic promise for our day. I will send you
the
light of the prophet, and he shall restore all things. Just like the prophet Elijah. And John the Baptist came in the spirit and power of Elijah. So there's a harmony in the word of God. Just one more thought about the return of Christ. Our Lord will return. And we believe we're at the end of the end time.
Now so name me koroka.
All the signs have been fulfilled. Everything said at the beginning. Our Lord made the statement. Where you see all these things come to pass? Look up for your redemption is
joined.
And because of the direct commission the Lord gave them. I have to share the word of God with your people. I will be 84,
I'm
an old man. But I travel day and night. Whether you can believe it or not. But April the 2nd, 1962 was the most important day in my life. I rose up early, prepared myself for the day. Went to the window, looked out the window. The night was over, but the sun was not yet up. I came back into the room, had a short prayer, committing the day to the Lord. Then I stood on my feet. And I was looking towards the window. And then it happened. The voice of the Lord. I was looking straight to the window. And the voice came from up, but from the right places. My servant, your time for this city will soon be over. I will send you to other cities to preach my word. With one blow, I was on the ground. You can never imagine the voice of the Lord. It goes through all your bones. I can't go into detail. But from that day, I had a number of supernatural experiences. But from that day, I dedicated my life to the
ministry.
Just using all the time to write, to preach, to serve God. And by the grace of God, we are now serving God's people in 172 countries. All the true believers who respect the ministry God has sent in our time, who recognize the journey and what God is now doing. They join us in 172 countries.
။နောက်ကျတို့ညာကြုံပြီးတော့သာသနာ့မှာရှိတော့ဘာကျတို့တဏ္ဍမှာလည်းဆင်းရဲမှာပါပါဆိုရင်လည်းစကားပါတာနဲ့ကျတို့ဒီပါတာကြည့်ရတယ
် All the world can hear in Russian, in Spanish, in French, all the earth can hear.
အဲ့မှာကျတို့ကမ္ဘာနိုင်ငံတိတိယရုရှားနိုင်ငံတို့ဥယျာဉ်ပိုင်းနိုင်ငံရဲ့အတိအကျအဲ့လိုကျွန်တော်အချားချားသိနိုင်
တယ်။ The Lord brother of Milan brother Piatra were translated and shared with you the word of God.
အဲ့တော့ဒီနေရာမှာလေကျွန်တော်အချို့တွေလည်းပါလာပြန်လာရှိပါ
တယ်။ Thanks, never forget.
ဒါရင်မပြေပါနဲ့
This is God's time.
ဘုရားသခင်ရှင်ကလည်းဖြစ်တယ
် God's time.
ဘုရားရဲ့လူတွေကြွ
တယ် When you come home to today,
ဒီအပြန်နဲ့ကမှာ
ဘုရင်လူ19
ရှင်လူကစကောဖပ
ါလူ19 records something very special
ရှင်လူကစကောဖပါတဲ့
Our Lord was entering Jerusalem
ကျွန်တော်တို့ကယေရှုခရစ်ရဲ့ဆင်းရဲကိုဝင်တဲ့ခါမှာ
The crowd was singing and rejoicing
လူတွေကသူ့ကိုတောင်းပန်ပြည့်ပြကျိုးဆိုက
ြ But then something happened
ဒါပေမဲ့ဘာဖြစ်သွားလဲဆိုရင
် Now our Lord had to go to the Mount of Olives
အဲ့တော့ဒီသံဃာတော်ကိုယေရှုကကြောက်ပြန်တဲ့ခါမှာ
And he looked over Jerusalem
ယေရုရှလင်မြို့ကိုကြည့်တဲ့ခါကျတော့
There was a group singing and praising God
အမလူတစုကယေရှုကိုချီးမွမ်းကြ
But the majority had not recognized their dead
ဒါနဲ့ချင်းတော်ကလူပြင်းယေရှုကသူ့ကိုအသိမှတ်ပြုကြတ
ယ်။အဘရောဝက်ဖို့ဖို့ကျူးစေ
တယ်။ဒါယေရှုကယေရှုရှင်ပြုကိုကြည့်တဲ့အခါပြည့်ရချတ
ယ်။ Read verse 44.
ကျွန်တော်ဒီ19
44 verse 43 44.
ယေရှုလူကစကောကနားငယ်ကျွန်တော်ဒီ53ကနေ54ကနားငယ်53 54လောက်ရအောင်နော်။ကြောက်မှုကတိတ်ကိုကြည့်ရှုပြုစုတော်မူသောတောင်းတော်ကျေးဇူးကိုတိတ်ကြီးအမတိမကတော့ကြောင်းတိတ်ကြီးညာသူတို့ကတိတ်ပတ်လည်းပြင်းချင်းချင်းတွေလေးမျက်နာပိုင်းဝိုင်းရတည်းရဲ့ချုပ်သားပြီးပြီးတဲ့တိတ်ကိုမဆိုင်ရဲ့ဤသာသမီတို့ကိုလည်းပြင်းတဲ့သတိကြီးညွတ်ချင်းတိတ်ကြီးကြောက်ခုပေါ်မှာတခုချတ်ချတ်စီ၍မယမချာရစ်စီခြင်းကပြုချတော်ခြင်းကလည်းရောက်နေပြီလို့ပဲတော်မူ
၏ဆက်ကဲ
အရှင်တော်ကိုအမတ်ယေရှုကအဲ့ချိန်မှာ
အရှင်ရဲ့
မူကျွေးနေတယ
် The bride is preparing to meet the bridegroom
တို့မိကတို့ကမတို့ကလာဖို့
ဆိုချောစတိုက်ဣစ်ကိဒမန်ချူ
To Islam,
if a marriage is announced, every lady continues as usual. But only the bride prepares.
အမေတူပြီးတော့အရာသားပါလဲဆိုတော့ဒီတော့တမိကလည်းပြင်ဆင်နေ
ရှိ has the process of the bride
ဒါဆိုတော့တို့တာကတို့တမိကိုဖိုင်
မောင်းတာ so is today
ဒီနေ့လေ
there are many many churches
ညာဆိုတဲ့နော်ရာ
but only those who are part of the bride church of Christ the Lord
အဲ့တော့ဒီနေ့ဒီတရုတ်သားလာတို့တို့တမိရလည်းပြင်ဆင်ဖို့လိုတယ်
။ And we should be ready for the future.
အဲ့ဒါယေရှုကပုံစံဖြစ်ဖို့လိုအပ်တယ်
။ According to 1 Corinthians 15,
the goal can be set now.
Our Lord will return.
ယေရှုဒုတိယလာလိမ့်မယ်
။ And according to 1 Thessalonians 4,
တမိတက်တာလို့ဤခံကြီးလေးမှာဆို
ရင် He will return with a shout.
to the atanena lai ke nga chuno chumaro ko yin sin ko yan
the forgiveness of our sins
chuno chumaro tatta pisa de
justification by the blood
atui lo a phi phyo ma ya lo yau sin
sanctification in the word of god
no ko lo a phi ta shin si
even the sealing of the holy spirit
that should not win no ye zek ta chi ko le de
but please take it seriously
ဒီနေ့တောင်တက်တာမှာစင်ကြယ်ပ
ါ Ephesians chapter 1
In verse
13 we read,
after
we received the word of truth, we were sealed by the Holy Spirit. By the Holy Spirit of Christ. First we believe. First we
believe.
We're baptized in the Holy Spirit.
But
brothers and sisters, at this moment, we have 500 million who claim to have the Holy Spirit. 500 million all over the world. In the United Church, there's a charismatic move everywhere. 500 million. Pentecostal charismatic people on earth. All raise your hands. All have the right music. All clap their hands. But you know the promise of God for the day. Who has recognized what God is doing now? Not only to be anointed by the Holy Spirit, we need to be sealed by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will never see an error. He will only see the finished work of redemption in your soul. Brothers and sisters, I tell you, it's so serious. Let us pray together.
But
before we pray, during the time of grace, and we can come to the Lord today. And as the Holy Scripture says, especially in the Hebrew chapters, today when you hear His voice, today, not yesterday, not tomorrow, today, when you hear His voice, harden not your heart, but receive the word of God. Obey the word of God. Believe in Jesus Christ. He shed the blood.
The
Son of God. He died for all the sons and daughters of God. So by the grace of God, we are redeemed. And this is the calling out time. The preparation time. To be ready for the return of
holiness.
Whatever your request might be, you just keep it in your heart. I believe it with all your heart. How many wish to be ready for the return of Christ? Let us pray. Lord God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. That your word would not return void.
But
as it is written in Isaiah 55, you said the word that goes forth from my mouth shall not return void unto me, but accomplish what it was sent for. Dear Lord, I pray that today we heard your word. Your word will accomplish in every brother, in every sister's heart and life.
Amen.